We're going to start this little instructional audio outright, no preamble. Just me telling you exactly what you need to do to get off. First, begin to remove all of your clothing. Not your underwear just yet, because I want to inspect it to see if there are delicious darkened drops of fabric from your pre-cum. Do all of this slowly, because you know how much I like to watch. By now, your cock is likely somewhat hard with the anticipation of the unknown, wondering when and how the action is going to start, but knowing that it will, and it may be beginning to strain and nudge a bit inside your clothing. This, however, is a mere temporary predicament, because I want more than anything to expose your hard, thick, throbbing, warm, and tingly cock. Rest assured, I derive as much pleasure thinking of you as you please yourself with my instructions, as I do pleasing myself. Now that I've had ample time to watch it grow a bit and bulge in your confining garments, please remove them. Now, you may lie back on the bed or sit in a comfortable chair. Make sure you're comfortable. Now, if you're on the bed, lay face up. Wherever you are, I want you to imagine me either kneeling between your legs, if you like to spread them wide, or imagine me straddling your legs, just beneath your cock if you prefer them together. I'm naked too, and wet with eagerness about what's about to transpire. My nipples erect and sensitive, my clit throbbing with desire for you. The one caveat is that I don't get to touch myself until you come. You see, I'm about to tease you a bit, edge you to the point of no return, until you're begging and moaning with sensation and lust, only to bring you down and back up again until I say you can come. Remember, I won't be too barbaric, because I'm wanting to feel what you feel as well, and I must deny myself until you've reached your explosive climax. I'm getting a little bit antsy, so let's go ahead and get started. If you prefer any lube, please apply it now. No hurry, I'll give you plenty of time. I just really like to see a wet, hard cock. Now, I want you to take your index finger and your middle finger. Make sure they're nice and wet. And gently pat and rub the sensitive spot on the underside of your cock at the base of your head, your frenulum. Imagine your fingers are my tongue, gently lapping at you, flickering there, teasing, as you begin to beg for more. It's no secret that I want to lick you, taste you, suck you until you explode in my throat. But right now I want you to get off. Using your non-dominant hand, yes, that's right, we're going to change things up a little bit. Use your non-dominant hand and begin to stroke your cock gently from the top of the head all the way down, releasing your hand at the base. Continue this slowly, about one stroke every 2 seconds, while you begin to lightly fondle and cup your balls with your dominant hand. remember slowly. Now, pick up the pace a little and use both hands to stroke your cock from the head to the base only, letting go when you reach the base, alternating hands as you go. Begin to increase the pressure just a little. I want to hear you groan and protest the slow speed. Keep going, still fairly slowly. Keep going. Stay slow. I know it's really difficult, baby. Now, as fast as you are able, continue this process, one hand after the other, from head to base, mimicking the feel of an endless pussy that you've plunged your cock into. It keeps going deeper and deeper and deeper. Oh. Oh. I can just imagine how good that feels. Now stop. Hands off. Good boy. Catch your breath. Now, I'm going to ask you to start at the base of your cock and stroke up to the head, then release. Alternate hands, stroking upward only, slowly, about once a second. You're getting harder than you've ever imagined possible. I'm starting to drip down my inner thigh as I watch you. And you're watching me as I long to touch myself. As I long to touch you. Keep going. Now pick up the pace and stroke like this as fast as you wish, frantically, using upward strokes only until you think you might need to come. Faster, faster, faster. Now stop. Oh. You can protest, moan, and groan. We're not there yet. Remember, it's in my best interest for you to come. All in good time, my luscious one. Are you sweating yet? Are you able to maintain speech? Is your body tense and starting to convulse? I sincerely hope so. I want the sound of my voice to inspire such a raging hard-on, such incredible heat in your cock and in your balls, that you come harder than ever before, that you forget where you are. I need you to come. Please come for me. Please, take your hand or your favorite toy and stroke yourself as fast and as hard as I would fuck you. Feel my soft and warm and wet pussy lips on your head first as you plunge yourself desperately into me. Thrust hard and fast and deep. Stroke as though it's the first and the last time. Know that I need you to come. I need your cum. Hot and spurting, sticky, messy. I need it. I need you. Please come for me. Spray it all over my face, in my hair, inside me, so deep. Let me suck it from you with my warm mouth and drink you. Let me have your cum, baby. Fill me with it. Stroke fast. Stroke hard. I need you. Please come for me. I'm about to burst. Orgasm just as I rub and pinch my nipples and my pussy and clit swell for you. As you surrender to my voice and explode, extinguishing all tension and emptying yourself fully. Yes. 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 Come for me so I can touch myself. So you can touch me. Please. Please come for me. Come in me. I need your cum. Ugh. Oh, fuck, thank you. You're such a good boy.